Natalie Foster, a Phoenix art therapist and president of the Arizona Art Therapy Association, said, "Art gives people a way of getting what happened to them out there without necessarily having to say it." She said, "Pictures speak a thousand words, and art is a universal language. My hope in showing these two vastly different pieces side by side is to convey that healing is possible. The journey may be hard, but there is always a light at the end of a dark tunnel." The first piece sees sorrow. The countenance of her face shows weakness, and there is stillness and emptiness in her eyes. Holding back her tears, we see only a drop and no more. She refuses your sympathy. She wants none of it. The roses should represent good love, but to her, love has no meaning. Instead of red, it is black and white, symbolizing the clash of emotions and turmoil. Instead of black roses, there are sunflowers in this opposite piece. Much of the meaning of sunflowers stems from its namesake. The sun itself symbolizes joy, happiness, warmth, and growth. The lady is surrounded by it, and her world has changed. The color yellow, the prominent color in the second piece, stands for her enlightenment, clarity, positivity, optimism, quite different from the black and white roses that symbolize turmoil. The opposite countenance of both faces shows that journey from turmoil to peace and freedom. She has found clarity in her life, and her journey of healing has begun, and therefore is entitled, "Here Comes the Sun." This statement has been read by Awakening staff.